Here we go. We're going to talk about Think and Grow Rich. This is the video for Think and Grow Rich, and let me just show you a few things here real quick. I'm going to go over to my browser, and we're going to take a look at Amazon real quick and just see how many different versions of Think and Grow Rich there are. This is just pulling up Amazon, and there's many different versions, $8, $7.94, $5.99, $13.57, that's the original version, Deluxe Edition, Cheap Edition, $0.99, that's a Kindle book. There's even one which is very interesting, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, which is for African Americans, which I think is a pretty cool thing. So, I mean, go pick yourself up a copy of the book and start going through it. Start reading it. And obviously I've provided a copy for you here, but it's a pretty much text format that you can go through. And this is it, pretty much. But I'm going to go through a couple things just to give you an idea of how I read this book and continue to read this book. Like I said, you don't need to spend a lot of time reading. You just have to spend a lot of time contemplating what you're reading, understand what's going on. For instance, we look at chapter 1, The Man Who Thought His Way into Partnership with Thomas A. Edison. Now, what I do when I'm reading this, truly thoughts are things, and powerful things at that, when they are mixed with definiteness of purpose, persistence, and a burning desire for their translation into riches or other material things. What I would do is immediately I'd highlight that. Obviously, I'm highlighting it on my PC so that you can see what I'm doing, but if I have the real book there, I'm using a highlighter, and I'm highlighting that in the book. And I'm going to go through the book, and I'm going to read about it. And this talks about how this guy, Barnes, had a burning desire to become a partner with Thomas Edison back in the day. Now, as I'm reading through this, you know, there's things like desire. Thought is what counted. Definite major purpose. All right? Apparently, nothing happened to bring the coveted goal which Barnes had set up in his mind as his definite major purpose. But he was building up the desire. Okay? It's an amazing story of persistence in getting what he wanted. And the fact is, when you look at this story, there's no way this guy should have even been able to do that. He was determined to remain ready until he got that which he was seeking. A definite purpose. Again, one of those things that's coming out. We're not even 5 minutes into this, but there's a great deal of information here. Okay? And as you go through it, you just want to highlight and read and contemplate. Know what he wanted and determination to stand by that desire until he realized it. I mean, that's a powerful principle. The fact this guy had no money to begin with. Little education. He had no influence. But he did have the initiative, faith, and the will to win. And see, that's exactly what I would do is when I go through a book. And it is exactly what I do when I go through a book and I'm reading it, is I come up with interesting concepts and then I highlight it. And I look for the pieces, and I'm looking just for some things that I would highlight right off the bat, because there's a lot of stories and everything like this. But I got to tell you this, is one of my favorite all-time quotes that I memorized. When riches begin to come, they come so quickly in such great abundance that one wonders where they have been hiding during all those lean years. Now, if you just take that one concept, that one sentence, and you study it, again, riches could mean anything. But when you put in the mental power, the definiteness of purpose, the desire, knowing that it's going to come to pass, one way or the other, then when it starts to come in, it comes in so quickly that it's almost like, wow, I can't believe it's happening this fast. But you had set a a framework prior to that. Do you see how reading a book like this starts to change your mind? Because how many people really think like that? They really don't. I mean, this guy studied some of the most successful people in the world at the time. This is written back in the 30s. Okay? Success comes to those who become success conscious. Okay? Failure comes to those who indifferently allow themselves to become failure conscious. See, you see something like that, you think about it. And you think about your life and you think, you know, when I was undertaking a certain endeavor, did I have a failure consciousness or a success consciousness? You see, because your mind is going to steer you in whichever direction you're thinking about. So if you're going in with a failure consciousness, then you're not going to get it. You have to turn it into a success consciousness, and that is it. The object of this book is to help all who seek it to learn the art of changing their mind from failure consciousness to success consciousness in whatever area. Okay? So, I mean, we've just gone through a couple pages, and I think, according to my little recorder here, a little bit over 6 minutes. And that could be your day. You see, this could be your day of reading. This doesn't have to be, like I said, a long period of time. In fact, I like to start it off at 5 minutes, and then you go from there. And you contemplate. You go back and you read over. To know what he wanted and the determination to stand by that desire until he realized it. Okay, just kind of going back over the notes. Truly, thoughts are things, and powerful things at that, when they are mixed with definiteness of purpose, persistence, and a burning desire for the translation into riches or material objects. If you just take that one concept right there and just think about that, that thoughts are things. And just like we've talked about in the visualization parts, is that you visualize what it is that you want. You start to put meat on the bones of what it is that you want. And those powerful things, they're those thoughts. Okay, or the visualization is one thing, but then when you mix it with a purpose, a definiteness of purpose, that you're definitely going to get it done. You have persistence, which means you don't just do it for one day or 1 week, but you're persistent. And then you have a burning desire, that desire that is inside of you that makes you want what you want. And I can tell you that I've used this formula, and there's more. I mean, this is just scratching the surface of what's in this book. But I've used these formulas throughout my life, and I've used it for really anything you can imagine, from getting a job, starting businesses, creating money out of thin air. But again, you got to start somewhere. And I want you to read this book. I want you to go through it. I want you to send me some feedback. And if you've read it before and you've never highlighted it, highlight it. Tell me what you're getting out of it. If you've read Think and Grow Rich and it hasn't made a profound impact in your life, it's because you didn't read it the right way. That's either that or you're numb. So I don't know what to say as far as that's concerned. But this just kicks off Think and Grow Rich. Go ahead and get yourself a copy. I've also loaded some other books in the members area or in the pay, download page, so you can get that and you can read those as well. But I would start with Think and Grow Rich. Like I said, I keep going back to this, and oftentimes I don't even read a full page. I may just pull something out. You know, this is kind of me interpreting it, me opening up the book and just going to something and just reading it and just knowing that there's going to be a nugget. There's going to be a gold nugget. If I just pull this up, the major attributes of leadership. Okay? Unwavering courage. Do I have that? And I ask myself that question. Self-control. And I ask myself that question. Do I have self-control? If I'm comparing myself to the major attributes of a leader, do I have a keen sense of justice? You need to ask yourself the same thing. Definiteness of decision. It's a big one. The man who wavers in his decision shows that he is not sure of himself. Definiteness of plans. I mean, this book just has gold nuggets all throughout. The habit of doing more than paid for. This is an important attribute. You put in more work, knowing that by putting in more work, you're going to get more results for your efforts, knowing that you are going to be overcompensated at some point. So that just gives you a quick little synopsis. I know there's actually more, but I'll let you read the book to figure that out. You've obviously got the electronic version there, which is the same one that you're seeing right here. But I encourage you to go out and actually purchase it, buy it on Amazon or whatever. Go to a secondhand bookstore and get it for a buck or whatever. But I'll tell you what, I've picked up, matter of fact, I've gone to like flea markets or yard sales with my wife. And anytime I see a copy of Think and Grow Rich, like somebody's selling it, I buy it, you know, for a buck, 50 cents, quarter. I've got like 3 or 4 different copies here, if not more. And then I give them away to people. Hey, read this book. You'll love it. That kind of thing. So anyway, hopefully this information is valuable to you. I know if you'll dig into this book and really start to understand it. This is just the first piece of the puzzle. We've got a lot more to cover. And I think when you see all how all these pieces fit together, you're going to really understand what dynamic mental entrainment's all about, because we're hitting it from those three pillars. And when you use all three of them, you get 3 times the result, actually probably 10 times the result that if you just used one, if you just read a book, or if you just associated, because they don't fit together right. So this information is powerful. Use it. Make sure you're reading at least 5 minutes a day, every day. Don't go to bed without reading 5 minutes a day. And if you can do 15 minutes, even better. But I've enjoyed sharing this information with you. Thanks for watching and or listening, or both. And have a fantastic day. So long.